The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed today what many doctors, hospitals, and patients have been saying. There is a shortage of flu vaccine in some locations in the country. The agency's director, Julie Gerberding, says the government is taking steps to redistribute vaccine from places where there are surpluses. NPR's Snigdha Prakash has the story.
CDC Director Julie Gerberding said today her own mother's doctor doesn't have flu vaccine and won't have it until the end of the month.
My own mother called me this week because her doctor told her that her vaccine was not available. She wanted to know if she should go to the neighboring state to get her shot. The first question I asked her was, is there a flu outbreak in the community? And she said, no. I said, good, just a way to make your appointment so that you can get it when it's available.
Again this year, the shortages are being blamed on manufacturing problems at Chiron. That's one of the four companies that makes flu vaccine for the U.S. market. Chiron's entire flu vaccine supply was unusable last year because of contamination problems at its factory in Liverpool, England. British regulators and the Food and Drug Administration cleared Chiron to make flu vaccine this year, but the company's production got off to a slow start, and apparently the company continued to have problems. Chiron has reduced its production estimates several times in the past few months. Its first batches of vaccine weren't even shipped until mid-October, many months later than is normal. For people like Patrick Schmidt, president and CEO of FFF Enterprises, a large vaccine distributor, the delays have led to some very difficult conversations.
This is a very emotional marketplace. Everybody wants to get their flu vaccine. I've had CEOs of hospitals call me and tell me, literally, that my competitive hospital down the street has vaccine and we don't. And we play together at the same country club. It's an embarrassment to me.
Like Gerberding, Schmidt seeks to reassure.
The message to our customers has been, flu vaccine is coming, it will be late, and it will still be in time for you to vaccinate your employees, your high-risk individuals, your patients, the consumers, so they can have adequate protection for the peak of the flu season.
Schmidt said at this point, most but not all of the company's 8,000 customers, which include doctors' offices, hospitals, pharmacies, and mass vaccinators, have received a first installment of vaccine, and another installment will be sent as Chiron ships more vaccine. Gerberding said that her agency is taking some small steps of its own to help with the shortages.
What we are doing is procuring our own stockpile of vaccine. We'll be getting about 800,000 doses of vaccine from Chiron at the end of November, and we'll use those doses to help offset shortages in communities where there's no one with vaccine available. So in those locations where the clinics have been closed and the doctors don't have vaccine, CDC will be able to offer a little bit of help and potentially even more help in December.
Local public health officials will also try to redistribute vaccine, taking surpluses and giving them to facilities who don't have any vaccines. For the CDC, which has long bemoaned the low rate of flu vaccination among Americans, there is a silver lining of sorts in the current shortages. Gerberding suggested Chiron's problems aren't the only reason for the shortages. Demand for vaccines appears to be higher than in previous years, perhaps in part because of all the publicity about last year's vaccine shortages and concerns about a pandemic flu. So far this year, about 71 million doses of flu vaccine have been distributed. And despite the current shortages, Gerberding said, vaccinations may reach a record level this year, with more than 83 million Americans getting a flu shot. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.